Hare Krishna, welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call today. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Sarojini Nandini Mataji, and Mataji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 20th chapter, 16th verse onwards. Hare Krishna Mataji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, all glory to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable time and
association to us this morning. And I'd like to hand out the call to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, everybody. Welcome to today's Srimad Bhagavatam call. Let's start with the prayers. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam daivim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Verse 16.
Varam cha mat kanchana manavendra Vrinishvateham gunashila yantritaha Naham makairvai sulabastapobhir Yogena vayat samachittavarti
What to what translation? Varam, benediction. Cha, also. Mat, from me. Kanchana, whatever you like. Manava Indra, O chief of human beings. Vrinishva, please request. Te, your. Aham, I. Gunashila, by elevated qualities and excellent behavior. Yantritaha, being captivated. Na, not. Aham, I. Makhaihi, by sacrifices. Why? Certainly. Sulabaha, easily obtained. Tapobihi, by austerities. Yogena, by practice of mystic yoga. Va, or. Yat, because of which. Samachitta, in one who is equipoised. Varti, being situated. Translation. My dear king, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior, and thus I am very favorably inclined toward you. You may therefore ask from me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor simply by performances of sacrifices, severe austerities, or mystic yoga. But I always remain equipoised in the heart of one who is also equipoised. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Vishnu was very pleased with Maharaja Prithu's good character and behavior and offered him a benediction. The Lord openly says that performing great sacrifices or undergoing the austerities of mystic yoga practice cannot satisfy him. He is pleased only by elevated character and behavior. But these cannot develop unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. Anyone who has developed unalloyed, unflinching devotional service unto the Supreme Lord develops his original good qualities as spirit soul. The spirit soul, as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all the good qualities of the Lord. When the spirit soul is contaminated by the material modes of nature, one is considered good or bad with reference to the material qualities. But when one is transcendental to all material qualities, all the good qualities come out. These qualities of a devotee, 26 in number, are listed as follows. 1. Kind to everyone, does not quarrel with anyone, fixed in absolute truth, equal to everyone, faultless, charitable, mild, clean, simple, benevolent, peaceful, completely attached to Krishna, has no material hankering, meek, steady, self-controlled, does not eat more than required, sane, respectful, humble, grave, compassionate, friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. The Lord is satisfied by development of the transcendental qualities of the living entity and not by artificial performance of sacrifices and mystic yoga. In other words, unless one is fully qualified to become a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. That's up. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So we are in the fourth. He is not attracted by severe austerities or sacrifices or mystic yoga, and only excellent qualities and behavior can attract him. Actually, the purpose of performing any yajna is to satisfy the yajna purusha or Vishnu. But as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter 17th verse, the demons, their mentality is different. Krishna says, yajante nama yajna iste dambe navidhi purvakam. That the verse starts with atma sambhavita stabda dhanamana madanvitaha yajante nama yajna iste dambe navidhi purvakam. That is, the demons, they are deluded by wealth and false prestige, and they proudly perform sacrifices in name only, and they don't follow any rules and regulations as well.
So the demonic mentality of performing sacrifice or yajna is not to please the Supreme Lord, but to fulfill their own material desires. Because of this, they are so proudly puffed up and they perform yajna to show off for namesake. And this is not the purpose of yajna. The purpose of yajna is to satisfy yajna purusha. And in this case, Prithu Maharaj, he was performing yajna in order to satisfy the Supreme Lord. He was actually not attached to the process of yajna or the end result of the yajna. His only purpose was to please the Supreme Lord. So this is the difference between a devotee and a demonic mentality, that the difference in the purpose of the yajna. In this verse, Krishna says that what attracts him the most, he says that doing great sacrifices or mystic yoga does not attract him. Only by performance of devotional service, which will help us bring good qualities, that only attracts Krishna. Good qualities. Of course, pure devotion attracts Krishna, and we know from the life of many devotees, great devotees like Kalad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, that pure devotion attracts the Supreme Lord. But also, not just pure devotion, but the pure devotee's qualities, the pure devotee's qualities, that is what attracts the Supreme Lord. And also, the Supreme Lord, he has all the good qualities. That is, he is the reservoir of all the good qualities. As Madhvacharya also says in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, that Narayana Gunas Sarve Rudirnam Dosha Varjitam Geyam Gamyam Gurumschapi Natva Sutrartha Uchyate. That is, the Supreme Lord possesses all the good qualities. And because a devotee always meditates upon the Supreme Lord, it is natural for him to get some of the qualities of the Supreme Lord. So that is why devotional service helps to bring good qualities inside a person. As Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, 12th verse also says, Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunestatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahadgunat manorate nasati davato bahihi. That when a person performs devotional service, then automatically he gets all the good qualities of demigods. So we don't have to extraneously take efforts to get the good qualities, but as a result of devotional service, the good qualities automatically come inside a person. And he comes under the internal energy of the Lord. When a person performs devotional service, he acts under the internal energy of the Lord. Whereas a person who chooses to be in the material contamination and who wants to be in the consciousness of taking care of his body and his needs, he is under the material energy of the Lord. He does not come under the internal energy of the Lord. So it is our choice whether we want to be under the internal energy or the material energy of the Lord. But if we want to develop good qualities of the Supreme Lord, then we have to follow devotional service. That is very clear. And also, a devotee is very, very tolerant. And he adorns himself with all Vaishnava qualities. He does not adorn himself with ornaments or beautiful decorations. A devotee's ornament is Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette is Sadhu Bhushanaha. That is, in Srimad Bhagavatam also, in the 3rd canto, 25th chapter, Krishna says that titikshava karunika suhrida sarvadehina ajata shatrava shantaha sadavaha sadhubhushanaha. That a devotee is very tolerant and he is merciful towards others and he is very friendly towards all living entities. He does not have any enemies and he abides by the scriptures. And so his characteristics are sublime. That a devotee always adorns himself with very good qualities. So, as Krishna also says, that initially the spirit soul, before coming in contact with the material nature, a spirit soul has all the good qualities of the Supreme Lord. But because of material contamination, the good qualities become covered by ignorance. And because of that, he is temporarily lost. But when one advances in Krishna consciousness, then all the good qualities start manifesting in that person. So this is the only way that devotional service can bring in all good qualities. And with regards to the good qualities like being tolerant and being merciful towards others and being steadfast, all these qualities, they are manifested by different devotees. We know the examples of so many devotees' life. And one of such devotees was Purandara Dasa, who was a very great devotee. But initially, in his initial days, he was known as Srinivas Nayak. And he was a businessman who used to deal with stones and jewels. In those days, he was very, very rich. And so he was also known as Navakoti Narayana. He was that rich that he possessed so much of wealth. But he was a very miserly person. He was a very good miser. And so he never used to give anything to anybody. So after a point, the Supreme Lord thought it was time to teach him a lesson and to and he would not give money. He kept on ignoring. But this poor Brahmin, he did not leave. He insisted. He kept on trying. He did not leave his effort. He kept on trying to get some money from Srinivas Nayak. And then finally, in order to get rid of this poor Brahmin, what he did was he had a collection of some worn out coins. So he just poured it in front of him and then he said, "You can take one coin from this." So then this poor Brahmin, he took that one coin and then he knew that Saraswati, his wife, was a very nice person. And she always tried to compensate for her husband's miserly behavior. So he went to Saraswati and he said that, "My dear ladies, please see that your husband has been so miserly. He has not even given me anything, although I have been requesting him for 6 months. So then what Saraswati did is, she said, "No, I cannot do anything without my husband's permission." So then the poor Brahmin, he says that maybe you have something that you got from your mother's house that you don't have to really ask permission from your husband. So then she thought for a while and then she remembered that one of her nose rings, a diamond nose ring that she got from her mother's house, that was there. So she gave him that nose ring, nose stud, and then this poor Brahmin thanked her, and then he took that nose stud and went to Srinivas Nayak's shop itself. So then when he saw that poor Brahmin, Srinivas Nayak, he was very surprised. He said, "Why did you come again? I already gave you a coin." So then this poor Brahmin, he says, "No, I did not come to get anything from you. I want to keep this nose stud with you so that I can loan some money from you." So this person, he was very shocked because he knew that this poor Brahmin did not have any money. But when he saw that nose stud, he immediately recognized it, that it was his wife's nose stud. So he actually was very angry. So he took that nose stud and then locked it in one of his boxes in the shop. And then he went back home to check with his wife. And when he asked his wife, she was trying to dodge him and try to give different answers. But it did not work out. He insisted that he wanted to see the nose stud immediately. So then she knew that she was getting caught. So she was losing hope and she really did not want to face this situation. So she wanted to drink poison and
commit suicide. So she actually took some poison in one of the cups and she was about to drink it, and she just prayed to the Supreme Lord. And before she could drink it, surprisingly, she saw that no stud inside that cup where she had taken the poison. So she was completely surprised, flabbergasted. And anyway, she thanked the Supreme Lord and took the nose stud and showed it to her husband. And this person, Srinivas Nayak, was now shocked because he knew that this nose ring, he had locked it in his box in the shop. So immediately, he just excused himself and he went to the shop to check if that nose stud was still there in the box. And to his surprise, the nose stud which he had locked inside the box, that vanished. That was not there. So he was completely shocked and he knew that the Supreme Lord had come in the garb of a Brahmin to make him understand the importance of worshipping him. So from that point onwards, this incident actually changed his life. And from that point onwards, he became a very nice devotee of the Lord. He actually gave up all his wealth because he was so wealthy. He gave up all his wealth to different Brahmins. And then he adorned a very simple garment, just dhoti and a cloth. And then he actually renounced everything. And he used to go out on the street with his tambura and he used to preach the message of the Lord. And he used to sing the glories of the Supreme Lord in the form of kirtans, in the form of kritis that he composed. So he is very well known for his kritis or the songs that he composed in glories of the Supreme Lord. So after that also he had so many trying circumstances in his life, so many challenges that he had to face, and the Supreme Lord tested him in different ways, but he was very steadfast in his devotion. And nothing could shake him. And he always tolerated all these trying circumstances and always increased his devotion. It never came down. So from the point of being a miser, from that point onwards, he had changed so much that he developed so many good qualities. And the Supreme Lord was always merciful towards him. So this is how devotional service can transform a person and imbibe all good qualities inside a person. We also have this example of the story of Haridas Thakur. And he had so many good qualities. In fact, all the good qualities which are mentioned in the purport of this verse, the 26 good qualities, Haridas Thakur had all of them. He was the best example. And as we know from his life, we would just like to brief some incidents from his life in order to illustrate the good qualities that he had. He actually was from a Mohammedan family. And at that time, the local Qazi or the king, he was informed that Haridas Thakur was from a Mohammedan background. Initially, he did not know that Haridas Thakur was from a Muslim family. He actually thought that he was a great saint. But one of his ministers, he informed the local Qazi that this Haridas Thakur is actually from a Muslim family, but he had taken up devotional service. He had changed his religion. And it is a belief among the Muslims that if you leave the Muslim Islam religion and take up to any other religious practice, then he should be killed. So that much strict they are. So when the Qazi came to know that he is actually from a Muslim background, he summoned Haridas Thakur and then he asked him, why did you leave the Muslim religion and why did you have to take up to chanting of the holy names of Lord Vishnu? This is not good. You should be reading Quran. But then Haridas Thakur explained, saying that no, that's not the right understanding. That even Quran says that one should be chanting the holy names of Allah. And Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So if we chant Krishna's holy names, then that is going to elevate our spiritual life, elevate our consciousness and make us advance in our spiritual life. So when he heard all these things, he said he got terribly angry. The conversation continued. And then the local Qazi said, if you are going to continue doing this, chanting the holy names of Lord Vishnu, then I'm going to punish you in all the marketplaces.
But Haridas Thakur said, if that is what you desire, who am I to stop all that? So, whatever happens, let it happen. So he was so surrendered to Krishna that he did not bother about that. And so two of the local Qazi's men, they dragged him to 21 marketplaces and they bet him up. And still, he always surrendered to the Supreme Lord. He did not really resist. He did not try to protect himself. He was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. And the Lord mercifully, he did not make him undergo any pain. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the beatings on himself and Haridas Thakur did not feel any pain. But he wanted to be merciful. Although these two people were beating him up, he wanted to be merciful towards those two people. So he prayed to the Lord and then he acted as though he was dead. Because only if he acted as though he was dead, then these people will stop. So even at the stage that, you know, these people are harming him, he was merciful to those people. Such is the exalted qualities of Haridas Thakur. And so after that also, he acted as though he was dead and then they threw him away and then he continued to chant holy names. So this is how he exhibited his mercy towards others, although he was being tortured like anything. And there was also one other person, Ramachandra Khan. When Haridas Thakur went to preach in his village, Ramachandra Khan got very envious of Haridas Thakur. And he wanted to defame him. So he sent a society girl to Haridas Thakur in order to distract him. And Haridas Thakur was so steadfast in his devotion. He was so completely surrendered and he was so completely attached to Krishna that, you know, nothing could distract him. Even the society girl, she waited. Every day he would ask her to come back the next day. He would say, I have to complete my chanting. After I finish my chanting, then I will talk to you. So every day he would make her wait. He would make her wait and she would listen to the holy names. And over a period of time, she herself got attached to the holy names of the Lord. So such was his power that even the girl who came to distract him, she became a devotee of the Lord. So Haridas Thakur was so powerful that not only was he steady, not only was he so attached to Krishna, but he also conveyed the message to others. So he, even to persons who were envious of him, he did not cause any harm or he did not try to prove himself. He was just so simple and so steady in his devotion that itself conveyed the message to others. And his life is full of such stories that he exhibited all these qualities of pure devotee. So he was the best example of a pure devotee that we can see in Kali Yuga. And also, in this verse, Krishna is talking about Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj was no exception. He also had all the good qualities. And so Krishna was attracted towards him that he came down personally from Vaikuntha and then he actually wanted to give some benedictions to Prithu Maharaj. And Vishnu is also saying in this verse that great sacrifices or mystic yoga does not please him. So then what is the purpose of performing mystic yoga or yajnas or sacrifices? The purpose of performing such sacrifice is that it should eventually make us come to the platform of developing all the good qualities of a pure devotee. But if the purpose of such yajnas is not to please the Supreme Lord, then how can we develop even the good qualities of a pure devotee? That is not possible. Also, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is said that Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhave Grahyam Indriyaihi Sevon Mukehi Jihvado Swayameva Spurathyadaha. That one cannot understand, one cannot realize Krishna by the blunt material senses. One can only understand Krishna by performing loving devotional service to the Lord. That is when Krishna will reveal himself to such a person. So, although Krishna has given us our free will, that we have a choice whether we want to completely
surrender to Him or whether we want to be in material consciousness. He has given us the free will. He does not force anyone to perform devotional service. And a person who chooses to please Krishna, Krishna reveals Himself to such person. But a person who chooses to be in material consciousness, he cannot understand Krishna. Krishna does not reveal Himself. And even in this verse, Krishna is saying to Prithu Maharaj that because of His exalted qualities and excellent behavior, and because He was such a nice devotee, he is favorably inclined towards Him. Which means to say that Krishna is favorably inclined towards His devotees. It's natural. To the extent that we surrender, Krishna will definitely reciprocate towards us. And even in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 3rd verse, Krishna says, Sa evayam maya tedya yoga prokta puratanaha bhakto sime sakacheti rahasyam hetad uttamam. That Krishna says to Arjuna that I am revealing this mystery of transcendental knowledge unto you, Arjuna, because you are my devotee and my very dear friend. So these two words are very important. That Krishna would not reveal Himself to just anybody and everybody. He would only reveal Himself to His devotee and His friend. Because somebody who is envious of Krishna, they cannot understand Him. And Krishna will not reveal. Even if He reveals, they will not understand. So Krishna will not reveal Himself to such persons. And a person who is envious actually will not even acknowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even some impersonalists, when they translate the Bhagavad Gita and give commentaries, they actually ignore the points, parts where Krishna says that He is the Supreme Person. In fact, they use jugglery of words to really twist the message and the main message of Krishna. That although in many places Krishna says that Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, and you know that I am the Supreme Lord and I am the source of everything, but still they actually twist the meaning and then they actually try to project a different meaning out of it. So such people are envious of Krishna. They don't want to acknowledge that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna will not reveal Himself to such envious people. That is why Krishna is telling Arjuna that I am revealing this message to you because you are my very dear friend and you are not envious of me, you are my friend. So similarly to Prithu Maharaj also, he is saying that I am favorably inclined towards you because you are performing my devotional service and also you are developing all the exalted qualities of a pure devotee. It is natural that when one starts meditating on Krishna and one starts thinking of Krishna and performs devotional service all the time, it is natural for him to get the qualities of Krishna, the good qualities of Krishna. Because, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita itself, that whatever we meditate, that is what we are going to become in the next birth. So, if we do devotional service, definitely we are going to imbibe a lot of devotional qualities, Vaishnava qualities. And one may be performing different types of yoga, like as Krishna says, mystic yoga or karma yoga or jnana yoga or ashtanga yoga, whatever platform one is in. If one does not ultimately come to the platform of bhakti yoga, which is the ultimate goal or the ultimate step, then all his efforts and endeavors become incomplete or failure. So Krishna says that we have to come to the platform of bhakti yoga to develop all these good qualities. And a Vaishnava should always make sure that his good qualities are increasing as he advances in devotional service. We have to keep checking if we are manifesting all these good qualities, because that is a check. Not everybody and anybody can get all these good qualities. You have to have really very good devotion, steadfast, unflinching faith and unalloyed devotion. That is what will bring all these good qualities in us. Although we should try to imbibe all these good qualities, we should make sure that we come to the platform of practicing all these good qualities in our daily life, but we cannot imitate or we cannot pose as though we have these good qualities. Even if we pose to have these good qualities, eventually over a period of time, it will get revealed. The true nature of a person will get revealed. As there is a funny story in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Upadesha Upakhyana, there was this Brahmana that
was always posing good qualities. He was trying to exhibit all his good qualities. He did not have all those good qualities, but he always wanted to be respected. And because of getting all that popularity and fame, he always wanted to exhibit good qualities. So he had to maintain it all the time. And so once what happened is he went to the market to buy some popcorn. And when he was coming back, some people on the street, they recognized him and they said, "Oh, my dear person, you're such a nice devotee." And then he realized that there was a popcorn in his hand. And then he immediately wanted to put up a show to cover up his desire to eat the popcorn. So he threw all the popcorn in the air and then he said, "Uday koi Govindaya Namaha, Uday koi Govindaya Namaha." So he threw all the popcorn and then he said that, "I'm offering all this popcorn to the Supreme Lord." So he made up a show like that. So then, you know, it was so easy for everyone to understand. So eventually these qualities will come out. If we are acting, then it will come out. If we are duplicitous, then it is neither going to help us nor will it impress others as well. So of course we are not doing things to impress others, but others will definitely come to know. So eventually over a period of time, it will be revealed. So we should not try to be duplicitous or hypocritic. We have to genuinely try to change from our heart. In this verse, Krishna, that is what he is conveying, that other factors, external factors will not impress him. Other factors like fame or knowledge or even position, that is not going to impress him, that is not going to attract him. What will attract him is genuine heart and sincere devotion. That sincerity is what will attract Krishna. And when one is so genuine, then automatically one will develop all the good qualities. So this is how we imbibe all the good qualities, not by artificially trying to exhibit our good qualities. That is not going to work out. So we get the message from this verse that if one need not be knowledgeable, one need not be in a good position. If he or she is simply devoted to the Supreme Lord, and if he or she is simply consistently performing devotional service with enthusiasm, with the motive to please Krishna, and eventually all the good qualities become manifest in that person, then such a person is making spiritual progress. Krishna says in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 10th verse, "Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite." That to those who are devoted to me and who worship me with faith, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Krishna says, Krishna promises that if you are sincere and if you are faithful to me, then I will give you the understanding. So we can see if somebody is making progress in his spiritual life, because he or she will be consistently engaged in devotional service and he or she will be very enthusiastic, and also all the good qualities will start manifesting in such a person. So to such a person Krishna will give directions as to how to improve in their devotional service. So Krishna guarantees that he will direct such persons. So we can see that if a person is consistently engaged in devotional service and he is enthusiastic and has all the good qualities of a pure devotee, he slowly, the good qualities will increase. So such a person is making spiritual progress, not a person who actually tries to be very hypocritic and he wants to show off his knowledge or his position or any other fame or anything. Such a person will not progress. So Krishna says that even great sacrifices, great austerities or mystic yoga is not going to please or attract him. This is what will attract him, the good qualities. It is not enough if we just love Krishna, because it is said that if we have envy even towards one living entity, then the doors to Goloka Vrindavana will be closed for such a person. So important it is for us to develop good qualities and to get rid of all our
material contaminations, then only we can enter even Goloka Vrindavana. So not just being devoted to the Supreme Lord is important, but also developing good qualities towards other living entities and as a person. That is very important. That is what is the essence of this verse. And of course, in Kali Yuga, doing Sankirtana Yajna is the easiest and the recommended process for us to achieve the ultimate success. So if we perform congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, then slowly all our material contaminations will go away, and all the good qualities that are lying sublime inside us, that will come, that will surface up, and then we can develop all the good qualities of a pure devotee. Ultimately, we have to become a nice person. Only when we become a nice person, Krishna will be able to accept us. Not just by chanting of the holy names or, you know, trying to do whatever we want, like as it says in the seventh offense of the holy names, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. So if we just say that I'm going to chant Hare Krishna and I'm not going to develop good qualities, then it's not going to help in any way. Ultimately, we have to become a better person, get rid of all our envy. We have to be very merciful toward other living entity and develop all the 26 qualities mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, only when we come to that point, then we will be eligible to enter even Goloka Vrindavana. So, of course, we don't have to stress ourselves too much to focus on the qualities so much. We should try to imbibe as much as possible. But the process of chanting the holy names itself is so purifying that it will take away all the material contaminations and take away all the envy from our heart. And it will also make us come to the platform of being steadily engaged in devotional service and to be exhibiting Vaishnava etiquette or behavior towards others. Vaishnava behavior is very, very important, not just in words, but we should show it in action as well. That is what will attract Krishna. So we should try to attract Krishna by our good qualities, as Prithu Maharaj did. So we should take this simultaneously along with developing our devotion to Krishna. It's not something that is optional, that is required, that is mandatory for us to come to that platform before we can enter into Krishna's planet. With this, I would like to stop here and open the forum for any discussions, comments, corrections or realizations. Thank you all very much for giving me this opportunity to share my realizations. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for wonderful class, Mataji. It was so enlightening and describing about the qualities, how we should maintain. Thank you so much. If anybody have any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Guru Maharaj ki jai. Such a beautiful class, Mataji. Very nice class. And with lot many stories and so nicely explained, Mataji, about that miser devotee and also Haridas Thakur story and, you know, that pretending devotee story.
Sorry, Mataji.
Very beautifully explained, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Vinaya Mataji, thank you so much for encouraging words.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you very much. Very, very nicely explained everything. Body offenses and good qualities and devotion. Everything we have covered. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kaumudiki Mataji, for such kind words. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Such a lovely class. Of course, you explained everything so beautifully and the importance of cultivating everything simultaneously before we reach the spiritual world. It was very, very beautiful, lovely class. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, very, very beautiful class.
Thank you so much.
Does anybody have any more comments or questions or realizations to share? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for all the hard work you put into preparing for this class. One thing that just occurred to me, you know, at one point in your class you were mentioning that, you know, the good qualities that we focus on, we like naturally imbibe them. And I was thinking, maybe you mentioned this and maybe I missed it, I don't know, but it's also true for bad qualities, you know, if we are very attentive, this is what I've heard, you know, if we are very attentive to the bad qualities in people, even though we don't like those qualities, we will imbibe those qualities too. You know, I thought that was interesting. So it's like whatever we meditate on, we imbibe, you know. So it's just one understanding that I thought I would share.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Yes, very true that even in the same Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that if we meditate on the bad qualities of a person, then we will slowly start imbibing those bad qualities. So instead of, so that is why they discourage fault finding. So if we find fault with others, we will start meditating on them and slowly imbibe. It is said that even, you know, a bee actually turns, a wasp actually turns a bee into its nature because of constantly stinging it. So that is how bad qualities, if it constantly, you know, comes in into our mind, then that will also change. Very true, and thank you so much for sharing that part of the realization as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you also, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Do we have any more questions, comments, or realizations, or add-ons?
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yes, ma'am.
There's also in Bhagavatam, there's a Hara Opaktasya Kuto Mahatmuna Munarathina Sutavatavati Bahi. And for the devotees, it's on second line. It says, I forget the words, but that one who is performing devotional service, and then all the godly qualities become manifest. So could you explain this, how it will be manifesting? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I'm sorry, Mataji, I didn't get your question fully.
Sarva Gunamasatishta. That's one line I forgot. In the Rava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna, Sarva Guna Samasateshva. So, devotee, person who's doing devotional service and also try to serve devotees and deities and Lord like that, and practicing Krishna consciousness. So how to develop all those good qualities? Could you please explain? Hare Krishna.
Sure, Mataji, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, so we have life examples of pure devotees' lives, that how they dealt with their situations. We have so many stories that we can learn from. And of course, we have this also Vaishnava etiquette manual
for us to understand at least the basic etiquette to maintain with Vaishnavas, that we do not really quarrel with any Vaishnavas. We always take a humble position. So all these things are also mentioned in the Vaishnava etiquette manual. That is very important for us to understand, not just knowledge about Krishna. So if we can really go through it and try to see live examples of how pure devotees are implementing those qualities in their life, then definitely we might be able to slowly start imbibing the good qualities that we at least see and what we have read from the Vaishnava manual. So that can be a starting point. And slowly, as we advance, Krishna himself will reveal to us many things of how to act and how he will direct us in the right direction. So we have this manual and the examples of lives of pure devotees for us to start with, and to understand what qualities we can start imbibing. It takes a lot of time. It's easier said than done. But if we make a sincere effort to start, then we can slowly change all our material contaminations into good qualities. Hope I gave some light on that.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for asking that. Any more comments?
Hare Krishna, if I can add to that, maybe the example of Mrigari is a very good example, in which a hunter who does a lot of sinful activities, who kills animals, but because of association of a pure devotee like Narada and chanting the Maha Mantra of Rama, so he became a great devotee. So anybody from whatever background, they might be demonic background as well. So, but if they can take to the process of devotional service, they definitely will get the good qualities of the demigods.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for adding that. And that definitely is a very appropriate example as well. Any more comments or questions? Okay. Thank you all very much for patient listening and allowing me to share my realizations. And also, thank you all the Vaishnavas gathered here for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you once again for your comments. If there are no more questions, we can like to end the call here by offering Vaishnava prayers. Vanta Kalpa Karobiyas Kripa Sindhu Ki Patita Nam Pavan Kro Vaishnava Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki Jai Nama Charu Shilari Dasa Ki Jai Hare Sarojanandini Mataji Ki Jai.
Thank you, Mataji.